But I want to get to one of my favorite people in the state. She is an incredible leader of the small business community. She is Randy Thompson. She is Nevada State Director for NFIB, the National Federation of Independent Business. And she joins us from Northern Nevada on our City National Bank Guest Hotline. Randy, how you been?
I'm doing fine, Kevin. How are you?
I am doing great. I know you have just been so incredibly busy organizing and getting ready for the midterm elections. Small business is going to be an integral part of who wins and who loses elections on November 6th. And you've come out with some endorsements that I think are absolutely incredible. Can you talk a little bit, first of all, about the process? How do you go about picking who you endorse and who you don't endorse?
Well, we actually have a very public process. We actually track votes in the legislature. We let legislators know if that is a vote that we will be tracking. And we do a voting grid based on how they voted. And so we make endorsements for incumbents really based on their voting record. And we have several incumbents who got our endorsement because they stuck with small business, like Richard MacArthur and Jim Marchant and Jim Wheeler up here in Reno. And Lisa Krasner and Jill Tolles. So we have some great legislators across the state. Chris Edwards down in the Pahrump area. And then we do for people that aren't incumbents, we send out a candidate questionnaire, and we get those back and we grade them. And so we've been endorsing folks like David Schoen and Janice Wesson down there, Tom Roberts that are down running for to unseat some Democrats. And then when it comes to our statewide races, we actually again do questionnaires, and we are very thrilled to see Wes Duncan and Barbara Sagaski, and of course Adam Laxalt, all score 100% on our questionnaires.
What are some of the issues that small business people are facing that these legislators or would-be legislators are going to have to deal with? Is there anything just that off the top of your head kind of sticks out?
Well, last session, Governor Sandoval vetoed 41 bills. He was the second now most vetoed bills. And those bills included raising minimum wage, putting in paid leave, equal pay actually mandating equal pay. Those vetoed bills, because the governor vetoed them, they automatically come back to the next session. So legislators that were there last session and who will be there in 2019 will again face raising minimum wage, equal pay, and paid leave, things that cost businesses money, and yet there's no guarantee that they're going to have the profits to cover those costs.
Yeah, there are so many things, you know, when they talk about Medicare for All and all these different programs that they want to do, and then you look at the price tag. I mean, I always go back to Randy, what's it going to cost us? And the costs on some of these programs are astronomical, am I right?
Oh, they are. I mean, especially if you look at, we have a really wacky overtime rule in this state, which is the only one in the country, where it's a 24-hour clock. So if you have someone that lightly overlaps by a couple of hours, you have to pay them time and a half. And it's a very unfair law for especially small businesses who, maybe it's a clerk at a 7-Eleven who needs to leave early to go pick up her son and take him to the hospital, and another clerk comes in earlier to cover their part of their shift, and they come in within a 24-hour period. The owner has to pay them time and a half. So those are really costs that legislators who have never, you know, signed the front of a check don't even understand their impact. But it's a cost that just keeps adding to a burden to a small business.
I want to ask you, because you are somebody that keeps your ear to the ground. We keep hearing about there's going to be a big blue wave in our state, as if it hasn't been bad enough since the last election. I want to ask you about the blue wave and what you are. I mean, you keep your ear to the ground. You talk to a lot of people all across the state. What are you hearing? Is there such a thing as a blue wave that's going to overtake all of us?
Well, I'd love to say that there is, because then that gets more Republicans out to vote. But I'm really not seeing it. And we're not really seeing the Mr. Sisolak getting the traction that we thought he would get, especially being a more moderate, kind of a little more pro-business than definitely Chris G. And we're not seeing the wave of registrations. The Republicans are maintaining a good registration. We're still at a deficit, but we're not as bad as we were back in 2008. So I'm not really seeing this. And I don't see anybody really exciting on the ballot. I mean, Adam Laxalt is ignited. igniting interest and is igniting enthusiasm among a lot of grassroots Republicans as well as small business guys. He has been so tremendous as an attorney general in fighting lawsuits that would really hurt small business. And small business is very excited about having him. We do a survey of our members, and 95% of those that said they wanted to endorse Mr. Laxalt.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Let me just say, what are some of the things, as you look at Adam Laxalt, and you and I have known Adam Laxalt for a number of years now, what is it about him that people seem to like, that people seem to glom onto?
His principles. He is a very principled man. His commitment to the state, it's generational. You know, to me, he had an incredible grandfather. I actually was an intern for Senator Laxalt, and he's one of the people that inspired me to go into politics. And what I get from Mr. Laxalt now is just that genuine public service. I am here to do what's right for my state, and it makes me proud to see someone who is so committed to our state. And then his time as Attorney General, in 4 short years, he led a coalition of 21 states to challenge a really bad Department of Labor Obama-era overtime rule. He filed a lawsuit on behalf of for Nevada on the waters of the U.S., which is this ridiculous EPA regulation. He's helped curb abusive litigation related to the Americans with Disability Act that it gets so abused. Somebody will take somebody into a small store and they're in a wheelchair and they can't get around the aisles, and so they sue the business owner. Well, you know, it was a total farce. But there's so many abusive things that have been done, and he was great in helping stop some of those abusive litigation practices that really do hurt small business. So it's just principle, and he gets it. He just gets what makes Nevadans.
Again, Randy Thompson joining us, the Nevada State Director for the National Federation of Independent Business. My company, Battleborne Radio Corp., is a member of NFIB. What is your message to those who are not members of the National Federation of Independent Business, and what they need to know about your organization, what it is they need to do as we approach this midterm election?
Well, what makes NFIB unique from a Chamber of Commerce or a retail federation, even though I do work a lot with the retailers and I work a lot with the Las Vegas Chamber and even the Reno Chamber, but what's different about us is our members actually vote what issues are important to them, and they give me my marching orders. And so we actually do a ballot. It'll be coming out later this year, and our members say, yes, please, Randy, vote, go fight this bill and go support that bill. So we're very much a member-driven organization. I talk to, and like Julie Burke, who I know you know down in Las Vegas, Julie is out on the pavement every day talking to business owners and finding out what are their issues. And then she lets me know. We talk at least once a month, if not more. I'm learning some issues. For example, there's a really weird thing about sales tax on gun sales that are done online. And I discovered that because an NFIB salesperson was out talking to a gun store owner about this issue. I had no idea that there's something we need to fix. So we actually go to the legislature empowered by our members who are telling me this issue you need to fight. And we're covering general business issues, but those are the ones that impact every business owner.
I want to ask you about the midterm election. And again, a lot of people kind of snooze their way through midterm elections. Oh, it's just a midterm. Trump's not on the ballot. It's not a presidential election. It doesn't really matter what happens. I don't like this Republican candidate for this reason or that reason, so I'll just sit this one out. Explain why this election is going to be so vitally important. And I'm not just talking about small businesses. I'm talking about to all of us.
Well, if you look again that Senator, that Governor, I keep saying Senator, sorry, probably Freudian slip because I think someday the Governor will run for the Senate. Governor Sandoval vetoed 41 bills. All those bills are going to come back next session. My fear is if the legislature is still in Democrat control, those bills will pass. So we will see a minimum wage increase. We'll see a federal pregnancy discrimination act applied to the state. We'll see the mandate for paid leave, for equal pay. And without a governor to veto those bills, small business will pay a very big price. I can't even say small business. All businesses in Nevada will pay a very big price if we don't have a Republican at the governor's mansion to veto those bills. More than anything, I'd like to see Republicans at least control one of the houses so that we can actually get some good bills passed.
Yeah, I would love that. In our final couple of minutes, I'll give you as much time as you want. I know you you kind of ran quickly through a list of folks that you will be endorsing. Can you go race by race as best you can? Kind of the highlights of some of the folks you will be endorsing and why you're endorsing them.
Oh, sure, be glad to. We have in the Senate, we'll start there. In Senate District 8, we've endorsed Valerie Weber. Great. She's been legislature before. I've worked with her before. She's fabulous. She scored 100% on our questionnaire. We also have Tiffany Jones we're endorsing. She's a small business owner. And we also have Keith Pickard, who's running down there in Senate District 20. Those are the folks that we've endorsed for the Assembly. We've endorsed Richard MacArthur, Jason Burke, Tina Petras, Linda Cannon, Richard Fletcher, Tom Roberts. Do you want me to go over the districts? I'm kind of going through names pretty quickly, aren't I?
No, but that's okay because, for instance, I know where I am in 35, for instance.
Okay, and have a great candidate in David Schoen.
Yeah.
He is just, we're all in for him. So, yeah, in District 4 is Richard MacArthur. Again, great guy. District 5, Jason Burke. District 8, Tina Petras. I hope I'm saying that right. District 9, Linda Cannon. District 12, Richard Fletcher. District 13, Tom Roberts. That's District 12. District 13 is, of course, our Tom Roberts. And then District 19, Chris Edwards. District 21, we have Sherilyn Arrington. District 22, Melissa Hardy. District 23, Glenn Levitt. Let's see, those are all Northern Nevadans. You don't care about those?
Oh, no. Yeah, as you know, this is a statewide show.
That's true.
Carried in Reno and Carson City, et cetera.
That's right. Okay, well, Jill Tolles, my legislator, Jill Tolles in 25, District 26, Lisa Krasner, District 31, Jill Dickman, probably one of the hottest races in our state. She used to have this seat. She was defeated last year by Skip Daly, who had it before her, who's a big labor guy, and so Jill is back fighting the good fight. District 32, we have Alexis Hansen, who is the wife to Ira Hansen, and she's actually running for his seat while Ira is running up in District 14, and we've endorsed both of them. District 34 is Janice Wesson, another small business owner. By the way, so is Melissa Hardy, another small business owner. So we've got some small business owners running this time, which is very exciting. Our good friend John Ellison in Elko is hopefully going to win again. Then we have David Schoen, like you said, in 35. And then up north, we have Dr. Robin Titus in 38, Jim Wheeler in 39, Al Kramer in 40, and then one down there, District 41, Paris Wade.
Wow. So you've been busy vetting and talking with candidates. I think it's really exciting, and what you folks bring to the party is that everyday real life experience. You've signed both sides of checks, which I think is absolutely amazing. It is always fun, Randy. Next time you're going to be down here, let me know. We'll all get together and break bread.
Oh, well, I will do so. And by the way, I forgot one. I forgot Jim Marchant. He would be very upset because I hope he's listening. But yes, we've endorsed Jim Marchant as well down there.
I just love it. Can't leave Jim out. Hey, listen, thanks so much, Randy. You have a great weekend. We'll talk soon.
Thank you, Kevin. Appreciate it.
That's Randy Thompson from the National Federation of Independent Business. I just love that. And in fact, we just joined this year. We did. Julie Burke came through the door, said, sign here, give us a check, thank you, and so we did. I just love it. Stick around, more to do. Oh, the president was out on the stump last night. And his speeches are beginning to sound more and more like 2020 campaign speeches. We'll talk about that and more coming up. Live and local now.
One thing that we can all agree on is that we want a better education for our children. However, our government has proven time and time again that they are unable to provide the quality education that we as parents are seeking. In order to ensure the highest quality of education, it is important that we return power to the parents. They should decide where their children go to school and what they learn. I am Assemblyman Jim Marchant, and I honestly believe that a bloated, centralized bureaucratic machine is incapable of making decisions that are best made by you. At the end of the day, these unaccountable bureaucrats don't care about our children. They care about our tax dollars. Again, I am Assemblyman Jim Marchant, and I am running for re-election for Assembly District 37, and I humbly ask for your support and your vote so that I can represent our shared values in Carson City. Thank you, and please get out and vote. This election is absolutely critical for the state of Nevada, paid for by the committee to elect Jim Marchant.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Do you want to earn a higher rate of return than you're making in the stock market? I'm talking about beating the market year after year. Hi, I'm Greg Herline. If you want to make more tax-free income, call me today at 888-738-1764. I specialize in helping people make more tax-free income with an IRA-approved retirement vehicle. And best of all, it's approved by the IRS. So what are you waiting on? Call me at 888-738-1764 and take control of your financial future with tax-free income. Call me at 888-738-1764. The consultation is absolutely free, so call me at 888-738-1764.
Horizon Trust Company is an independent passive custodian and is not associated or affiliated with and does not recommend, promote, or advise any specific investment opportunity, investment company, or any agents, employees, representatives, or other of such firms or entities. Investments are not FDIC insured, offer no bank guarantee, and may lose value.
Take control of your financial future. Call 888-738-1764.
I'm Cosette Vergeri. I'm an attorney, and I'm a client of City National Bank. When I started my law practice, one of the very important things was choosing the right bank. The initial referral to City National Bank came from Richard Moon. He is my CPA.
She was looking to establish a banking relationship, and I had been with City National about 3 years.
There was a much more personal touch, much more interest in who I was as an individual, who I was as a lawyer, and what I needed to do with my business.
And the online services are really great because I can manage my accounts from anywhere I'm traveling, which really helps me handle my business.
The referral did get me a date.
It did lead to a marriage.
I would never think of leaving City National Bank.
The people you trust City National. Visit CNB.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
I absolutely loved it. The president, and we're not going to have time to get it in this segment. We will get it down the road here. But the president, I thought, was absolutely amazing last night. Did you see? It was in prime time, Pacific time. And I thought the president was absolutely amazing. He was in Billings, Montana, of all places. And no, I'm serious. I thought I thought the president was just absolutely borderline brilliant. He worked off the teleprompter some. He worked off notes some. And he was off the cuff a lot. And he went after the fake news media. He went after the New York Times for publishing a so-called anonymous editorial. It was something special. Oh, coming up, we got breaking news. Breaking news on this radio show. A member of the Board of Trustees of the Clark County School District is suing the district. Why? Well, Kevin Child, CCSD Board of Trustees, District D, as in delightful, or dedicated, or delirious. Kevin Child will join us. He is filing suit today. Why is he filing? We'll get to that and more coming up. Live and local now.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Why is Kevin Child, Clark County School District board member, Board of Trustee, District D is in delightful, why is he suing the school district he represents or that he sits on a board of? We're going to find out because Kevin Child's joining us on our City National Bank guest hotline. Kevin, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin Wall.
You've got a news conference coming up about 25 minutes from now where you're going to unveil this lawsuit against the CCSD. Thank you for breaking the embargo a little bit for us. Why are you suing the district?
Number one is there's a lot of, and that's why I ran, is to find out all the inconsistencies of our school district and not to be the rubber stamp and ask the difficult questions that the public's been asking about transparency, which we have not a lot of transparency in the previous regime. And these are the things why I'm doing what I'm doing is, and they came after me. Well, guess what? Let's go fight it in court and we'll make it known and the public will see total transparency now.
What are the legal issues that you're challenging the district on?
Well, bottom line is you know, they defamed my name, of course, because I was asking questions. They were about practices in the Clark County School District when you have funds. And there's a lot of stuff that we need to know as the public, what they did and how they did it, and the stuff that they were hiding. And I can't get into the nuts and bolts about it, but the complaint will be released today once it's filed. You'll be able to go on. I'll be more than happy to come back on your show, and I'll bring my attorney. But again, it's got to be about transparency, Kevin, and it's the taxpayers' dollars. It's the students in the classroom to making sure every dollar counts for these kids. And again, you know what? It's not about me. It's about the district, and I don't want to make the lawsuit about me because, again, it's about these kids and about the people that are some of these people that are running the Clark County School District need to be exposed.
Again, Kevin Child joining us, Clark County School District Board of Trustees member from District D, as in delightful. I want to ask you because, in a sense, your name and the district have come up together a number of times in the media over the last couple of years involving personnel issues. But there have been investigations of a lot of different things. Have they ever investigated you and your conduct with school district employees, with teachers' aides, people like that? Have they ever done an investigation of you?
No, you know, here, and this is why we're filing the lawsuit, is to make sure that everybody's going to start to see that what came down and the real story behind all these contrived stories that the past and the people that are sitting on the board, they never ask questions. You just can't be an elected official and not ask questions. And again, I welcome any investigation on me, because again, I did anything wrong. And all I did was fight for what the school district needs is total transparency and making sure the dollar goes to our classrooms.
We've got a new school superintendent in Jesus Jara, but is it possible that might change things? Could you have done this without a lawsuit and wait for the new superintendent to change things?
Well, as you see, whenever you vote, you see a 4-3 split on that vote. Well, evidently there's still a problem, or maybe there's still, you know, we've got to clean it up. I want to work with everybody on that board. But again, if you're not going to be honest and you're not going to be transparent, guess what? We need to bring that to light. Let's bring the total truth out to the public, to the taxpayer, because again, they deserve that, right? And so do I, you know, and so does everybody else. Because again, I want to clean it up, and I have no problem doing it. And this is a way of cleansing more stuff, because remember, I've asked for an audit, could never get it. And then they would leak stuff to the media. And again, it'll come out in the court after people get deposed and start, you know, they're going to have to speak the truth in the court system. So, everybody has their day in court, and I'm excited about this right now.
You've mentioned a couple of times this morning the issue of transparency. Is it a matter of, and I know that you don't want to use all your bullets before the gunfight, but I'm curious, when you talk about transparency, are you talking about how the money's spent? Is the money being spent wisely? Are we accounting for all the money? What kind of transparency issues are you talking about?
Again, it's all of that, what you said, and how they, you know, it's like, and again, I can't go into really detail yet with all this stuff, because it will come in the court, and I got to be careful what I say. But again, it's going to come out, the problems of the Clark County School District, and people will see it. And hopefully we can get past this and have a better school district. That's what I'm hoping for. That's what I want. And so I'm excited about this. And again, it's a new day and a new way to, you know, and I'm a whistleblower. And usually whistleblowers nowadays, they get chastised. Well, I'm going to be that person that stands up and be that whistleblower. And I've taken the many shots for being that, but I'm not going to give up. And I've gotten a lot of people on my side that I'm really excited about to see that vision, because we need more whistleblowers. But they've got to be honest whistleblowers, Kevin. They have to be honest whistleblowers. And I've gotten beat up over this pretty hard lately, because I am the whistleblower.
I want to ask you, because whenever people sue people, they're usually seeking some kind of damage. And I'm curious, are you seeking monetary damages? Are you seeking a handshake? What is it you're seeking from the district to redress this lack of transparency?
I want my name back, Kevin. That's what I want. I want my name back. I want that. I'm that kid that loves this district. I'm that kid that loves the city, and that person that wants to do better in the city, being an effective leader in Las Vegas. And even if I want to go to the next step where I need to go, I want to make sure that I'm cleaned up, because I never did anything wrong. And the truth, I always say that truth will set you free, or the truth will cleanse you. I want that cleansing. That's my main focus here. And I want to make sure that the people that did certain things wrong need to be held accountable for it, because the nonsense has to stop in this political realm. Because again, kids suffer when we do this. The community suffers. The taxpayer suffers. So we need to make sure that we have the eye on cleaning up the Clark County School District.
Is this a lawsuit that will sit on a judge's desk for months, Will you get any satisfaction at all before we have an election? Because you are running for re-election.
Absolutely, and we'll find out what happens. Again, you can only tell what the court has or how the docket goes. And again, I'm not an expert in law, but I'm learning about what's going on because, again, we deal with many law cases at the Clark County School District, which I wish we could have fewer of, by the way. But again, that's why you have the court cases to settle things out in court, to make sure that people get to see actually what is real and what's not real.
So what you are looking for, are you looking for an apology then, or what exactly are you looking for from the district, something tangible the district can actually give you?
I want my name cleared up. The apology, I want my name cleared up. I want to be able to be, go out and hold my, not that I've always, it's kind of hard when you go in the public and you've been accused of certain things, which you've never done before. That's why I'm still here. I'm still fighting. But every day is pretty hard when you get up and you go, okay, I'm fighting for the kid, and that's what drives me, is what I'm fighting for a better system. Do I struggle getting up in the morning? Absolutely. But I want my name cleared. I want my life to, will I get it back? Because there are probably people that are not going to listen. They're going to believe what they want to believe, Kevin. But you know what? I'm on your show. I've been on TV. I just want to be cleared of everything.
Kevin Child,
I'm really excited about it.
We will find out. You're going to have a news conference about 16 minutes from now. We will let you get to the news conference. I thank you for sharing a little bit of what this is all about. It's not often that a sitting school board member sues the district that he's a part of, but it's happening. And I know you'll keep us apprised of what's going on. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it, and I hope you have a great weekend.
Thank you, Kevin. Have a great day.
And by the way, a big hello to your mom. Yeah. Because his mom is just a hoot. I just love her. Anyway, stick around. I promise I'll let you hear from the President of the United States. He was out on the campaign trail supporting candidates in, believe it or not, Montana. I think he's going in the next couple of days to South Dakota, North Dakota. Yeah, he promises that he may be out 5 or 6 days a week as we get closer to November. The message from last night was a re-election message. It was also a reason why Democrats should be afraid, very afraid, because the president is very persuasive out on the stump. We'll give you an example, kind of a like for instance. Coming up. Also, the Friday song. We have not forgotten the Friday song. Trust me. We continue. It is Friday. It is live and local now.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
In Mexico, there was a phrase we used to say after enjoying a wonderful meal. Fabuloso. That's what best describes the authentic Mexican dishes prepared at Roberto's. Choose from over 100 family recipes. You see, Roberto's uses only the finest and freshest ingredients available.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Ah, it's going to be a glorious day.
Cat owners, listen up. There's a new product for cats who have the need for weed. It's called Meowawana. This isn't your daddy's catnip. The purveyors at Meowawana have developed an entire line of 100% organic catnip, accessories, and apparel. And Meowawana is manufactured with no marijuana. But who cares? It is so cool. Check out their amazing website at meowawana.com. You'll find jars of buds, pill bottles of leaf and flake, spliffs, blunts, spray, and even medical Meowawana ID cards. Your furry friends will love it. And Meowawana is produced right here in the USA. It's a perfect treat for your BFF. That's best feline friend. And you know how good catnip is for your cat. It helps stimulate exercise and is safe and non-addictive. Order Meowawana now and get the Kevin Wall special. 15% off. Just use the promo code WALL at checkout. We're not kidding around. Go to meowawana.com. That's MEOWIJUANA.com. Meowawana.com.
Hot air ballooning. Over the decades, many of you have enjoyed the freedom of flight, floating high above the Las Vegas Valley, overlooking the beauty and diversity of our great city. But one segment of our society has been denied that opportunity. Wounded warriors, seniors, children with disabilities, in fact, anyone who's mobility challenged or might have trouble coming aboard.
but all that has changed. Hey, Kevin Wall here, chairman of the board of Chariot of Fire Ballooning, a new 501c3 nonprofit. Our mission is to provide free or subsidized flights for those who can't afford it on one of a handful of hot air balloons in the world that are wheelchair accessible. Unlike other hot air balloons where you have to climb up and over into the basket, Chariot of Fire features a basket with a ramp so that everyone can come aboard with ease and with dignity. But I need your help. If you'd like to help wounded warriors and others in our community who are mobility challenged to live out their dream of flight, check out chariotoffireballooning.org. Your donation is tax deductible. That's chariotoffireballooning.org. And thank you in advance for your generosity.
My name is Dustin Coney. I'm the owner of Mr. Coney's Barbershop, and I'm a proud client of City National Bank. My grandfather was a barber, grew up in his shop, sweeping the floors. Being a barber is more than just somebody that's cutting hair. You are a friend, you're a brother, you're a neighbor, and that's what inspired me to get into it. I was referred to City National by Gina McAllister. She is somebody that I trust with my entire business.
When Dustin came to me as a new business owner, I knew referring him to City National Bank would be a good idea because I knew they would take care of him.
It was important to be with people that I know care about me and my success and offer products and services that will help my business reach its long-term goals. I see Mr. Coney's being in every city in the United States of America. I see products, I see hair salons, I see everything. And I know as my business grows, my relationship with City National will grow.
The people you trust City National. Visit cnb.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? We're happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. It's a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. You choose your doctor and hospital, starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all kids. For more info, visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too. It's Live and Local Now. I promised I'd let you hear from the President of the United States. I watched this thing last night, and I was mesmerized by it. Watching the President in Billings, Montana, of all places. I mean, this wasn't like a big, huge urban center. This was out in the middle of Montana, and it was the President. Listen to how the President came out last night. He struggled with the word anonymous, which for some of us maybe is a tough word. But he struggled with it twice. And a lot of the Democrats were snickering. But if you listen to the message, so vitally important. He was talking about the New York Times editorial author. Listen to the President last night, Billings, Montana.
The so-called resistance is angry because their horrible ideas have been rejected by the American people, and it's driving them crazy. Crazy. They're the ones, honestly, that have been driven crazy. The latest act of resistance is the op-ed published in the failing New York Times by an anonymous, really an anonymous, gutless coward. You just look. He was, nobody knows who the hell he is, or she, although they put he, but probably that's a little disguise. That means it's she. But for the sake of our national security, the New York Times should publish his name at once. I think their reporters should go and investigate who it is. That would actually be a good scoop. That would be a good scoop. Unelected deep state operatives who defy the voters to push their own secret agendas are truly a threat to democracy itself. And I was so heartened when I looked. I think it's backfired. People that don't exactly dig us and they don't exactly like me. They're fighting for us. It's an incredible, it's actually a beautiful thing. We've picked up a lot of support because at some point this whole thing is going to be exposed. And it's really bad and it's really dangerous and it's really sad for the media and the mainstream media. It really is sad. When I told you about the good news coming out of Korea today, they will hardly even report it. If this were President Obama, that would be the biggest story in the history of our country.
Wow. The president was really in rare form last night, Billings, Montana. Now, he has gotten a little bit of support from some folks who think the New York Times was off base in doing, in allowing, in recruiting an op-ed piece that is anonymous. That's not exactly a profile in political courage. Chris Cuomo, let's go to cut three real quick. Chris Cuomo takes issue with the anonymous editorial writer and says just the thought of an anonymous editorial raises a bunch of questions.
Is it a big shot? If not, doesn't matter who it is, except as a measure of whether the Times did the right thing publishing it anonymously so soon before an election. If it is a big shot, that would show how far the rot has traveled in the White House. Leads to a question. Why are all these big shots racing to say, not me, boss? If the op-ed is so meaningless, why so much ado about what is billed as nothing? You could argue all these people coming out, and look at that list, shows how many people were suspected of this kind of perfidy. Certainly reflects the suspicion from Trump. Reportedly, he's on a witch hunt. John Kelly has a list. They're talking about affidavits and lie detector tests. Now, what do the denials from all those people mean? You've probably seen that old Wall Street Journal story kicking around Twitter today, the one from June 1974. Mark Felt emphatically denies he's deep throat. More than 30 years passed before Felt felt like fessing up.
He's right. Everybody and their brother were denying everything, as you would expect. I fully believe that before the end of the weekend, somebody will lose their job. And whether it's warranted or not, whether they have a smoking gun or not, that somebody will end up taking the fall for this. And my guess is it's not going to be some big guy. It's not going to be a big name. That it's going to be some undersecretary or associate secretary in charge of paper clips or something like that. My guess is it will not be one of the cabinet members, but you don't know. Don't know. But once they identify and they corner whoever it is, then my guess is somebody will either resign or somebody will be fired. The president does have some experience in that area. You know, the thing about, I'm sorry, but you're fired. And what I loved, what I absolutely loved, I love the president in Billings. He was campaigning. Let's go to cut two real quick. Campaigning against Senator John Tester, who's just been a thorn in his side. He is a Democrat, and he's running for re-election. This was the president last night.
When I see the anger in their eyes, when I see the anger of what they say to an intellect far greater than theirs, not even a contest, but I see the anger and the hatred. What are they doing? What are they doing? They're losing by doing it. They're losing by doing it. I just want to finish off, though. What Tester did to Admiral Jackson should never, ever be allowed. Ronnie Jackson is a great man. Ronnie Jackson has led a great and beautiful life. And to have lies told about him, I would never repeat what they are. See, in my case, they repeat them. I say, don't repeat them. They're terrible. They say, no, we're going to deny them. Do we love Sean Hannity, by the way? I loved it. But here's the only thing. He puts up all these losers that say horrible things. I've got to talk to him. One after another. Donald Trump, he's lost it up here. You know, it's pretty tough. I stand up here giving speeches for an hour and a half, many times without notes. And then they say, he's lost it. And yet we have 25,000 people showing up to speeches. And by the way, look at all the fake news back there.
I just love that. Coming up, what should happen? And the idea, the word is from General John Kelly is that they've got this thing narrowed down to about 12 people that it could be. What about hooking them up to a lie detector, a polygraph test? I know they're not admissible in a court of law, but what about the court of public opinion? I would accept it. Would you? In the court of public opinion? Of course you would. We'll get to your calls. I want to find out from you what you think. 844-2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. Is it okay to hook up these 12 people to a polygraph and find out who's lying and who's telling the truth? We'll find out from you coming up next. 844-2-NEVADA. 844-263-8232. Live and local now.
Do you own or operate a business? Would you like to reduce your electric bill by 20, 40, even 60% by improving the efficiency of your AC unit? Then you need to check out FridgeWise. Headquartered in my hometown of Kansas City, my friends at FridgeWise have developed technology that can dramatically reduce the cost of cooling, including walk-in cooler refrigeration. For businesses as small as a mom-and-pop grocery or restaurant to the largest office building, retail space, or casino, how does FridgeWise do it? Well, your current unit runs at only one speed, but with a new smart motor, your unit will run at variable speeds, faster or slower, reducing electric use by 20 to 60%, and it'll keep your air at a consistent desired temperature. Depending on the size of your business, it could save you tens of thousands of dollars annually. Give them a call, 702-570-2501. That's 702-570-2501. Or check them out at reducemyac.com. That's reducemyac.com.